Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
I stumbled across something on Townsville Question and Answers the other day that actually got a bit heated. It got a bit fiery to the point where the person who has posted it has had to remove the post.
Oh, no. So it's turned into an argument.
And this is the thing about social media. Like, you can put the smallest thing up that doesn't actually matter.
Mm.
And keyboard warriors come out. It just snowballs and it just goes bananas. So that's what happens.
Okay.
I'm not going to name the person because obviously it's gotten a little bit, like, the heat's gotten a bit too hot and they've pulled the post down. So I'm going to respect their privacy. But over the weekend, someone posted on Townsville Question and Answers a post that I'm going to read verbatim. This is a dumb question, but I'm really curious. Are you supposed to push or pull a wheelie bin? I used to push them. Then someone told me I was supposed to pull them. So I started pulling them. Then another person told me I'm doing it wrong. What are you supposed to do? Now, like I say, this is a pretty basic question.
And that got heated.
It got hundreds of comments.
What?
To the point where it actually got heated and it has been deleted off Question and Answers since the post.
That's insane.
But it did get me thinking. It's a good question because I think it's one of those things where you are set in your ways. You either pull your wheelie bin or you push it.
Well, yeah, that's true. And I've actually never thought about it before, but I definitely pull. I always pull the wheelie
bin.
Now,
do you think that is what you just do, or do you think that is what the wheelie bin or how the wheelie bin is designed to be used? Because I guess that's the question I'm going to look at this morning.
I think design-wise,
what are you supposed to do?
I think it's designed to be pulled because when you think about it, any device that has two wheels, like those granny shopping trolleys or the suitcases, you always pull them. If it's only got two wheels, you always pull them. Except...
Oh, hold on. Her argument has come unstuck.
You know those lifty things that you put under the fridge and they've only got two wheels and you pull them
back?
You always push that.
See, I always push the wheelie bin out. I never pull the wheelie bin.
Really?
I always push it, because it's against a concrete wall at my place. Mm. And you can push it off the wall and then straight out into position. If I was to pull it, I'd have to do a full U-ey.
Right, because I've got a really long driveway. So I'll pull it out from the wall and then
There's rocks down the side of my house. I'd have to do a U-ey on the rocks. Which is, that's when you got a full bin.
This is the most ridiculous
Hard to do a U-ey. But it is ridiculous.
A U-ey with my wheelie.
But it went nuts online.
Oh, my God.
Like, to the point where it got fiery. So 13, 12, 16... Let's put it out there. Let's solve it once and for all. If we can do it and keep it nice or keep it civil, unlike Townsville Q&A, that'd be great. But 13, 12, 16, are you supposed to push or pull a wheelie bin? What do you do?
Well, how was it designed?
This is going nuts. Danny's here right now. So what are you actually supposed to do with a wheelie bin, Danny? Do you push it or pull it?
Honestly, both. Whatever I'm in the mood for.
Yeah, but what do you think it's designed for? Yeah. Like, both is really sitting on the
fence. If you're going a long distance with the wheelie bin, is it designed
pull.
To be...
It's a long distance and pull.
Definitely.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
See, that's never been a problem for me because I'm just literally going my front yard, which is tiny.
If you were to do a long distance, what would you do?
If I had to go from, like, Kerwin to the city, I'd probably pull.
Yeah, there you go. It's designed to be pulled.
That doesn't prove your point.
It's designed to be pulled.
Corey, what do you do?
Yeah, mate, I killed two birds with one stone. I push one and pull the other behind.
Yes, no, that is good. That's a good plan. Smart. That's a good plan because I've done it before where I've pulled both and I end up taking out my ankles.
Yeah. Good for your upper body strength as well.
Yeah.
Really giving yourself a workout there. Hey, who's this?
Scotty, mate.
Scotty, is it designed to push or pull with a wheelie bin?
Well, it's okay, ball, then I do both.
How do you do both?
Well, the two bins got to take both out the
same.
Right.
Same as the last one.
Push one, pull one.
I feel like an idiot. Why haven't I been doing this?
Yeah, that's a smart way to do it.
We'll take one more. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Simon.
Simon, are you pushing or pulling your wheelie bin?
Well, I think they're designed to pull because you can't push it up a gutter.
I could.
you know what? You could. It'd be like a murder scene on the road below, but you could.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.